Is this going to be a complete non-event then? Do we think it's going to be... Yeah, would they go to all this trouble for a gyroscope and a forward-facing camera?
They have... Well, they have before. They've done some... Some big, hey, they went to much more trouble to announce a boombox and a leather wallet.
That was some time ago, however.
You know, I do hope the rumors are true that Steve will show up, even though I'm not thinking he will. But it'd be nice.
It'd be cool, wouldn't it? Oh, no! Engadget's decided that it's not available anymore. So, shafted by Apple. Shafted by Engadget. Now, did you notice there, Will, that you heard that you were about to talk across someone?
I didn't say anything.
No, that's exactly. You stopped. Someone stopped. When Eric spoke, someone stopped.
Wasn't me.
All right, then. Maybe I just imagined that. I thought I'd solve the echo problem. There we go. But never mind. No one should be getting any echo back through their headphones and stuff.
Oh, I got some back at first. Or do you mean in the last minute or so you changed it?
No. I've tried a different configuration with Logic 8 instead of 9. Hello, Troy.
Hello.
Troy.
In the spirit of wild unconfirmed speculation, I see a tweet from Sarah Lane who says, according to a guy on the street outside Yerba Buena Center, he says he saw Steve Jobs pull up in an Aston Martin.
Has he got the strength to drive an Aston Martin? I mean, that's a muscle car.
I don't know what's the deal with Aston Martins.
Well, someone has to have muscles.
Well, Steve Jobs hasn't got them.
Exactly. So his car does.
Exactly. Right, sorry to all of you people who are expecting us to have live audio, but apparently Apple have shafted us. We will endeavour to see. We'll keep refreshing the iPad. Until then, we'll be playing Bruce Hornsby. Right, there's nothing to do. No, I've got some Bruce Hornsby queued up, so. Well, yay, Steve.
Wouldn't it be something if just Bruce reached... just happens to show up on stage?
No, Steve's there. Steve's there looking like he's been in a concentration camp for the last 2 years. He is thin, man. The picture on Engadget is super thin. Standing ovation. Someone says he looks good.
Well, anything's better than dead.
Steve Jobs is doing the announcement. Well done, mate. Glad you're all right. That's nice.
Yeah.
Well done, Steve. Is everyone else following the relevant feed from Engadget or something?
I'm just doing it now. I'm having a look. It's nice that he's come on stage. Really, it's like up yours to everybody, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not dead yet. Twitter. I'm not dead yet, you fuckers.
I'll have to bleep that then. Oh,
sorry.
Twitter is alive with Uncle Steve is here. It's so cool.
Well, they're talking about they've got 2,500 publishers in the iBook store, so we're going through our normal here's what we've done kind of thing of the last, what's it been now? 7 months since the last big announcement?
It's been a while, and they've done it. I mean, it's been a bit of a flop, to be fair, hasn't it?
Well, there's been highs and lows. You can't say it's been a flop because the iPad's done so well, but it will be interesting to see what exactly we do get today with the iPad. I think if there's no Retina display, I don't care.
I doubt it will.
It won't be.
I don't think they can generate that large of a Retina display and keep the cost down.
Personally, I'm hoping for more of a change in the software, and I think that will be the direction they go.
Change in the software?
It's got to be iOS 4.3, surely, today. No?
Probably. I mean, it's been in beta for quite a while now. I'm hoping
since,
for that. That would be
4.2.
nice. 4.2. Huh?
It's been in beta since 4.2.
Oh, that's true. So,
No, it has, because everyone was going, ooh, 4.3 end of March. Almost the instant that 4.2 hit.
I don't think he looks too bad looking at these photos. You know, he's always been thin. He looks okay to me.
He's a bit thin, it's granted. But...
Well, I'm surprised he wore black, though. I mean, it is thinning.
Well, and if he turns sideways, we may lose him completely.
They paid $2 billion to developers.
Horizontal stripes. That's what he wants to wear.
They always make Lee look like a barrel.
Dear Steve.
Dear Steve. Do you think he'd reply to that email?
I'm not too sure. Worth a go, I'd say.
They've still sold 100 million books, though. Allegedly.
It would be interesting to see how that compares to something like Kindle sales, or should I say within the Amazon bookstore. I'm kind of curious because I still feel that the iPad is not the best thing to read a book on.
No, it's not. It's too heavy. You know, in comparison to the Kindle, it's definitely way, way too heavy for that.
I love reading on it.
Really?
Yeah, go on.
It doesn't bother your eyes after a while or anything?
No, actually, because you know I do have some low vision issues. The screen, the backlit screen, is actually a lot easier than trying to read on an e-ink display.
Is that the side effect of the meds you're on, though, mate, for the psychotic behavior?
Well, you know, it's hand in hand.
He isn't red today, you know.
Apple's third post-PC blockbuster. What on earth is that?
I don't know. But I'm just looking at the impressive graphic of where we've come from 2001 to 2010.
All right, he says, Jobs says, ask our competitors if $499 was an unbelievable price. Of course, it's been hard for anyone to match.
It is. That's exactly true.
People laughed at us for using the word magical, but we think it is. And people didn't believe it could be an unbelievable price. But I tell you, ask our competitors.
I have a hard time with the word magical. It doesn't make me a sandwich. Come on.
Well, no, seriously, think if you get two of those, you could replace them on your toaster machine with on the paddles, couldn't you?
I suppose I could.
As Apple's majority of their revenue now comes from post-PC products.
That's more...
Well, that doesn't surprise me. I mean, because to me, that's what's gotten Apple in almost every living... Well, I didn't say living room, but every household has been their, you know, the...
That's apparently the line that introduced that slide that shows 2001, the original iPad, 2007 iPhone, 2010 iPad.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you know the store is down, so whatever they're going to announce looks like it's going to be like available today type thing.
They were talking about very, very, very short availability of the items that were going to go up today. They were suggesting that the iPad 2 would be instant.
Here, I suspect this is a direct Steve quote. He says, over 90% market share and our competitors were just flummoxed.
He can't not make hay out of that, though, because he's right. You know, they came out before everyone else.
No, I just like the word flummoxed.
Flummoxed is a good word, yes, definitely.
A flummoxed, yeah.
What's all this business about old Johnny Ives, I wonder? I'm hearing two things. One, he's going to leave, and one, he's going to replace Steve.
Well, he wants to raise the kids in England, doesn't he, for school. He doesn't want it to be out in the States. And
Oh, is that why?
Yeah, they're talking about a $30 million severance and stuff for him, but they want to keep him. And I think he's basically been saying, you know, you aren't going to be able to work from home. You've got to stay in Frisco to do it. So, but he's got a $4 million mansion in Hampshire, I think. So there's places he can stay over in England, but apparently no one's ever there. There was some quote from his neighbours saying, it's a shame that Jonathan's never here. Such a lovely boy.
I say, Jonathan.
Jonathan, when are you coming home?
Apple's generated $9.5 billion in revenue on the iPad alone, which amounts to more than every tablet PC ever sold.
Is that going right the way back as well to the Bill Gates ones?
By the way, has my audio degraded?
No, you're perfect, mate.
Okay.
And I've noticed that twice now, you've heard each other speaking and haven't cut across each other.
That's good.
Yeah, I've sussed it. I've sussed it. Will's right. I mean, Will's saying that he reckons that the Logic 9's a bit of a dog.
Now, here's one for you, Troy. They got a Honeycomb logo up right now with 100 apps. As an Android boy, how does that make you feel?
Yeah, it says 100 apps to the 65,000 that are iPad native to the over 350,000 on iPhone.
Well, and see, and I had no idea there was actually 65,000 iPad native apps. I mean, to me, that is shocking. And to being the fact that the iPad's only been out for just a little over a year now.
And how long has an official Honeycomb tablet been out for? A month, if that?
Okay.
It's 100, for God's sakes.
They didn't hit the floor running. Carl's saying they didn't hit the floor running, mate.
Pipe down, all of you.
Just because. Listen, droid boy. Those of you that are watching on guest channels 15 here, why don't you sign in and throw some abuse in the chat room?
Apple's retail strategy has been an important driver for Apple's success. That's how we were able to roll out products so quickly.
We sell more products, we get richer. Is that what that's saying?
Yes, apparently it says stores sell products.
Wow.
Who would have thought?
Apple innovation yet again. Sell some products, make more money. I've just got this, because they're taking such a long lead up here. I've just got this thing in my head that we're going to be really, really pissed off at the end of this. All of this is going to be a gyroscope and a front-facing camera that will do Skype or iChat, FaceTime.
I always prefer
Starter for Ridge.
Go on, Will.
The start's always so boring, isn't it? It's just like revenues, money, fa-la-la, how many apps are sold, how many songs are sold, how many videos are sold. I mean, who gives a monkeys? They are.
There you go. Good man.
I substituted a word.
I've only got one edit to do now, 10 minutes in.
Yes, there we are.
They're doing a video now about the year of the iPad, 2010. They're showing people here walking out with their iPads. And to me, was it as big a deal as when the first iPhone was launched, or was it bigger?
No, I think iPad was revolutionary.
I think it was arguably bigger, because I think when the iPhone first came out, a lot of people dismissed it as something for Mac users. But by the time the iPad came out, it was all the craze that had surrounded the iPhone taken to an extreme, because now it was this long-awaited thing that people have been waiting for, even from Apple, even long before a phone.
That's a good point.
Thing with the iPad, it's a computer. I think that for me, that's the key difference. The iPhone's great, but it is a phone at the end of the day. It is purely a phone.
Which should be.
I think. Well, the iPad is like the most significant Apple computer, I believe, since 1984. There we are. What do you think of that? Stick that in your pipe and smoke it.
Well, what's funny about that, Will, is I just seen a tweet from Paul Thurrott from Windows Weekly over to the Twit Network, and he says, iPad is not a computer.
Well, there it is.
It's not mobile.
Oh, my God. Phil Schiller looks like he's lost 100 pounds.
Really?
Yeah, did you see that photo?
Yeah, but there's a lot you can do with Photoshop, mate. that quickly, but
I lost like 150 pounds.
Maybe he wants Johnny Ive's job. And the Engadget blog has frozen in the UK here. No, we're back.
Now, this is something I'm seeing right now. We're seeing, the medical thing here, doctors with the iPad showing patients and these kind of things. And
did you see
the
dude?
To me, this is one.
Did you see the dude? There's a dude there. It's Steve Jobs 20 years ago. That is Steve's dub double for the future. They're going to do a Paul McCartney. He's going to die, and then they're going to get this guy in and say he's got better. Look at him.
Wait, who?
Look on the Engadget feed at 10:15 a.m. They've got a picture of a guy there talking through the medical applications, and it's Steve Jobs, 20 years back. He's going to die, and he's going to get better, and that's going to be him. He's a double. He's taking over.
Oh, the dude with the round glasses.
That's him. It's Paul McCartney all over again.
Totally.
I got to do a screen capture. Hang on, because this has got to go somewhere.
Are we supposed to be looking at Apple devices now about, you know, certain clues and things?
There'll be a picture of Steve Jobs crossing Abbey Road.
Barefoot, of course.
Barefoot, yeah, absolutely. Dave in the chat rooms said, in the application room, yeah. Dave in the chat room saying, app numbers don't matter as long as they have the ones that you need. And that's a really good point. You can have a big pile of crap, definitely, but as long as there's one in there that you like.
I wonder if the next Steve Jobs is chosen like the next Dalai Lama. They take the toddler and they put him next to a bunch of rounded glasses and turtlenecks and Levi's jeans and see which ones he
Do you think Steve Jobs has got like that thing in his office with like loads of fake pictures of who stood next to the Dalai Lama, JFK?
Well, the Dalai Lama uses a Mac, doesn't he?
Does he?
He does. He does. I was watching a video thing with him, with Skype or something, and his computer of choice is a Mac.
Well, of course. Buddha's computer of choice is a Mac.
My Engadget's not happening at all.
Yeah, it's just you just keep hitting refresh, mate. Mine's done okay. I've gone back and then hit refresh again.
Apparently, what they're saying here is this video that they're showing right now is really emotional. This is over the Engadget blog saying that I guess people are crying in the audience.
It's all about autism.
Ah, I see.
They're saying that they've got applications that help autistic kids. They're pretty cruel. It's not curing autism, but it helps, unquote.
Yeah, I'm seeing it now here at 10:16. Yeah, this thing is, it's not exactly the best and most accurate refresh, but it's working.
Well, the thing is, I mean, when my son gets into using the iPad, it's like he's autistic. I mean, he's just obsessed with the damn thing. He can't put it down. He's Rain Man for sure. So I... Are the autistic kids getting any better? Because Ellis certainly doesn't. He goes the other way.
2011, year of the copycats. I like that.
Oh, no, I can't be doing with this. I've got to say that if you're going to, you know, promote your own product by slagging off other people's, then there's something wrong with your own. They really have only got a forward-facing camera today. They haven't even got the gyroscope.
They're calling it iPad 2. They've now said iPad 2.
Yeah, definitely coming.
Do you remember when you all laughed at me? All of you, well, sort of all of you laughed at me when I said
yes.
iPad 2, and I showed you the video, and I said, this is the real deal.
Yes.
And you derided me, you did.
We did.
Stop Ooh, rubbing go, it guys. In, Will.
Okay, man, okay.
Here we go. Not tweaked, not marginal improvements. It's a completely new design. First thing, dramatically faster, a new chip they call the A5. Dual core processor, up to twice as fast as CPU, up to 9x faster graphics.
Oh, dear.
Oh, tweet deck will be humming
okay.
now.
That means that none of my applications are going to work on the thing. All the new apps that come out are going to be for something shit hot in comparison to mine, and my iPad's not going to work. They've just bricked my iPad.
Well, this here is our first clue right now that this may be better than what we expected. We're seeing dual core already.
Dual core.
Which this is a good sign.
Great sign. Brand new style of processor.
And they say it's going to be the first dual core tablet to ship in volume, which I guess is just a dig at every Tegra 2 device.
Troy, would you like to chime in now, droid boy?
You're not very angry now, are you, boy, eh? Oi.
I'll wait till the end. I'll air my grievances.
Well, so Will, kudos to Will for getting the 2-bit right. But it depends
here
on...
Go, here we go, you, and it's got a gyroscope.
No!
Oh!
Well, I did say...
Front-facing camera. Facing cameras.
Right, so that's the two predictions that I made that it was only going to be. I've been flummoxed by the... Flummoxed is the word of the day here. I'll be fluent.
It's 1/3 thinner than the original iPad.
Well, that's pretty good. Because, I mean, the iPad I've got is not exactly thick.
Calls it dramatically thinner.
Well,
round of applause.
1/3's a lot. From 13.4 millimeters to 8.8 millimeters.
Wow. The front-facing camera was a given. You know, this was a given.
Yeah, that's what I said. Gyroscope and front-facing camera had to happen.
It's thinner than the iPhone 4? How is that possible?
Yeah.
Depends if you got a Mophie juice pack on it or not. See, if you got a Mophie juice pack on it, it's pretty thick anyway. So I mean,
iPad 2 thinner than the iPhone 4. Says it feels totally different.
Well,
is there a threshold, though, where it's too thin?
Well, maybe it's thinner because you don't have two pieces of glass stuck on top of it.
Yeah, you say that, Eric, but actually I've just put my iPad against my iPhone 4 and they're nearly the same thickness anyway. There's like a mil difference.
Yeah, but are you looking at just, because I'm looking at the photo right now where there's a slide that says 33% thinner. Are you including the, because it has that scooped rounded back that may be adding to it. It's got like that.
Yeah. I'm including that. Right. It's like a mil. Okay. It's like a mil. It's not. I mean, you've got to look at the way that they've made it thinner.
Oh, there's a white one.
Yeah.
They are shipping a white one.
They said there was going to be a white one. They showed the front for it.
I thought that was the stupidest rumor.
Yeah.
That's
and I mean,
funny.
I think,
and it's lighter weight.
I think if you look at.
You know what I'm thinking, though? Where the hell's the damn white iPhone?
White issues are all around fixes in the plastic because they're yellow.
AT&T and Verizon 3G from day one. No mention of 4G, though.
But I think if you look at how it's got thinner.
This is pretty thin.
Yeah, but it's got thinner because they've got rid of the scallop back. If you look at the exact thickness of the bezel in comparison, that's where the benefits come. The question would be whether you're paying for it in battery power because effectively the current iPhone... the current iPad, rather, is nearly all battery.
Mm.
I mean, thinner's great. Don't get me wrong. I'm not knocking it, but... Coming out on Verizon and AT&T as well, instantly.
Same battery life, 10 hours.
Well, that's very good then. That's
over a
very
month
impressive.
Of standby.
Very impressed with that.
Macworld says, so much for the rumors that this thing wasn't going to be much of an improvement.
Absolutely.
So this isn't going to be your iPad 1A.
No, this is iPad 2 for sure.
This is, yeah. I mean, the dual core processor right there is, you know, I sit here and talked about a Retina display. If this thing comes with a Retina display, my wife's going to kill me with her credit card.
No, I can't see you getting it with a Retina display. I just don't see that.
I'm still hoping.
They would have said already, wouldn't they?
Hmm.
If it's Retina display.
If it comes with a Retina display, iPad, Ellis has just got himself a brand new iPad that's my old one.
The white bezel surprises me. Even in the photo, it confirms what I thought it would look like, which is that it would be kind of annoying and too bright relative to the screen.
Yeah, it is a strange move, isn't it? I mean, with the white and black phones in the past, it was the back that was white.
Price
the
is the same. Price is identical. They are not shifting the price 1 cent. 16 gig starts at $499, 64 gig at $699, 32 gig in the middle at $599.
Well, that's good and bad. It'd been nice to see it lower, but it's also great not to see it higher. And you got to think that Apple's doing this, staying in this price point, because they know they can. Everybody else is still trying to beat them at this price point, and they haven't came close.
Exactly. So everyone else hasn't even been able to beat the iPad 1 at that price point. Now they've totally one-upped them. They're now, compared to the Motorola Zoom, it's now, I would think, at least as fast and with the dual-core chip. It's now thinner and lighter than the Zoom.
Huh? What? What? The Zoom? Huh? What?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I was comparing it to the Motorola Zoom, which everyone's saying is the closest competitor. That it was already beating it as it was, but now it's one-upped everything that the Zoom supposedly had over the iPad.
They've really pitched this exactly right. They've killed everyone. You can just see that Steve, just before he went off, said, look, I'm going off for a bit, but I'm telling you, make sure this has got a Core 2 processor in it. And they've leapt ahead again. Man, buggers.
Ships on March 11th. We think 2011 will be the year of the iPad 2.
Well, so far they're right. Because, I mean, to me, the price point, dual core processor, you've already beat everybody.
You and you'll get yours on March 25th.
Yeah, apparently they're free on March 10th. Potentially. March 11th. Shipping March 11th. There we go.
No, the next refresh said March 25th for the UK and a bunch of other countries.
Who says I'm buying it in the UK?
Oh. any word there on the Philippines? It'll be here by August, officially.
Yeah. HDMI, video out.
I'll be.
Dock connector, HDMI mirrored video output. I wonder if that means the screen and the UI.
Oh, man.
I just lost in Gadget.
It's flipping out. No, you just have to hit stop and hit refresh. And it comes
works
back.
With all apps up to 1080p, exactly what you see on the screen. Teachers are going to love this.
1080p. Now, this is interesting.
I'll say.
But that can't,
teachers and other presenters will be thrilled.
Because most content we talked about this in the past, Ewan, that most content in the App Store right now that you get is 720p. So does that mean we're going to start seeing a leap ahead to 1080p now in iTunes?
Or possibly a Retina display.
Oh, gosh.
No, Retina display would be
beyond
that. Life's
going to kill me.
But that kind of size, surely.
$40. $40 they charge you to go to a dock connector to HDMI out. But then they say it works with all apps. Rotation, charge while using it.
It's a twin connector, isn't it? Yeah. You've got HDMI at one side and charging on the other side on the standard dock connector.
That's sweet.
Works with all apps. So are you looking at taking the iPad and turning it into a controller for TV experience? So you'd be using the iPad as the controller, but the output would give you a TV output to play against. So effectively it becomes a handheld controller, no?
Yeah, and you know what I'm thinking? If you're talking HDMI out now, and this is pure speculation now, probably nothing we're going to see today, but I think later in the year we're definitely going to see an Apple television.
I don't know. I don't know about that, but $39 for this. If it sends your game out to the TV screen and your iPad then has a separated functionality that makes it control interface, That's an Xbox killer. Forget everything else. That's gotta
be. And also, obviously, no more jailbreaking for folks who are trying to demonstrate applications in business or for any reason. Mm. And like they said, teachers. Okay, here we go.
New cover.
They designed a case alongside the product. They said we went through this all before to make a beautiful case, to make beautiful design, but then everyone covered it up with a case that added thickness. And make it difficult to use accessories. Now it's cover to cover. It's a cover to cover the glass. That's an odd sentence. Called a smart cover. It bends and molds around.
It's kind of like a blue aluminium type cover that fits over the front, but it's not aluminium, with ribs on it. And it attaches to like what looks like a side spine that somehow attaches to the side of your iPad.
Oh, whoa, now I see it. Weird.
Yeah.
Oh, and it folds back in sections.
Weird. Hmm.
That means it's going to roll back.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm impressed with that. I'll have to see that in person.
Magnets grasp it, and it is auto-aligned. So basically, you put it on the front, and then the magnets curl round and snap onto the back of the iPad.
Oh, that's great.
That
so the whole it's magnetic, then. That's what connects it?
The spine is attached magnetically to the frame.
Oh, that's awesome. This looks great because it gives you the screen cover that everyone wants, but it doesn't add the bulk and the weight and change the feel. They describe it as a flap.
It is.
Covers
it's a
only
flap.
Front.
Yeah, it's got a set of magnets that hold the spine against the backing of the case. The spine then becomes a hinge, and then the front just flops down over the front. And I don't know, maybe it's got like a... maybe there's magnets in the front edge there that will grasp through as well to hold it close against the face. But, it's very... It's very close to the face. It looks very, very slick and thin. It's not going to increase the width of it at all. I think you're going to have problems propping it up.
Automatically wakes the iPad when you open it, puts it to sleep when you close.
There's definitely a proximity sensor in the right-hand edge, and there's definitely, or some proximity associated with the, like an earpiece for your phone would be.
Mm-hmm.
As the cover comes down, it opens and wakes it up. But then also, I think the way that they're showing this opening, it perhaps rolls as well, so that you've got like a small stand behind it. Maybe in the low portrait mode, you won't get it in the upright portrait mode, I don't think. But
I really see this as it's a screen protector. It's definitely, I don't see it as a case though.
That's what they've said though. He said it doesn't even link around the back. I mean, this thing just clips on the side.
Yeah.
And it also functions, you know, I've looked at other manufacturers' tablets and said, oh, I do like that idea of a kickstand. It looks like it provides that from either angle. It shows it propping up the iPad in landscape or in portrait mode.
Because of the ribs on the front, this thing kind of becomes a separated... it rolls up to become your kickstand.
Funny color, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I wouldn't have picked that because I had to show it in black or something.
Yeah, well, available in polyurethane or leather.
Exactly what I say. It rolls up, and because of the ribs, it turns into a stand either way, portrait or landscape.
Here we $39 go, for the poly and $69 for the leather.
Mm. Oh, five colors.
That's...
Oh, and five polyurethane colors and five leather covers. Colors.
Ooh, ooh.
I can get it in pink.
There's a lot of colors up there. You've got like a slate gray, the blue, the green, the orange, the pink, the white, the yellowy beige, the black, the dark blue, and then a red.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
any
that is a
that
whole
black
rainbow.
Black and white is the most popular? I don't like the blue. I think it cheapens it.
Yeah, I would probably get black, dark blue, or that beige. Looks almost like a wood grain.
Well, I mean, so far they've actually created a huge leap forward here, haven't they? Definitely.
4.3.
Yeah, Tony Vox is saying awesome, awesome cover magnet thing. Blitz the hard drives. It's laid near.
iOS runs JavaScript twice as fast as before, thanks to the Nitro JavaScript engine taken from OS X.
So, there was a lot of suggestions that, I mean, right when 4.2 came out, they were saying 4.3 would be in March, and here it is.
Yep. I'm happy, because we'll be getting an update, hopefully today, at least with our phones.
iTunes Home Sharing wirelessly stream over the home Wi-Fi to the device. Get all your music, movies, TV shows that are in the that are stored in iTunes on your computer. Oh wait, I'm not sure if that's saying to or from the iPad.
Well, we have two releases in the next release of the phone when it starts. Nitro JavaScript engine, next iTunes Home Sharing lets you get all of your content directly over Wi-Fi. Next AirPlay improvements. So they're showing links from AirPlay for iPad and for Apple TV. So there's an integration with Apple TV going on. There's just a picture of a guy riding a bike here, and there's a little widget popped up that shows AirPlay. I'm waiting for the next refresh, but...
I guess Will got so excited he had to go to the bathroom, huh?
Yeah, either that or he's missed it all. I think he ducked out a gyroscope and front-facing camera.
Now, who else has kind of been not really unimpressed, but wanted more from AirPlay?
I've not really used it, and I'd like to use it a bit more, but I've just noticed that Daniel's retweeted my comment about Ellis feeling like he's autistic. Thanks, Daniel. Preference for iPad switching.
Yeah, we both.
You can have the mute or the rotation lock, which is great because, I mean, that was a real bad thing because I wanted the rotation lock.
I hated that.
I never find myself watching anything I needed to mute rather quickly on my iPad. Oh, dear, dear. Safari.
Do you think we're going to have a one more thing today?
What's it going to be? iPhone 5?
I don't know. No. I don't know. I'm really still... It's starting to pale now. It's starting to make me think, you know, that we're not going to see it, but I'm still hoping for a Retina display.
Personal hotspot, iPhone 4 only. You can now select which mode it's in.
Sweet. That's an odd announcement to make in this context.
Yeah. Personal hotspot, iPhone 4 only is the slide that's come up, but there's no explanation yet with it.
Well, that's, you know, to me, that's one great thing that I was really hoping that we get, because we've seen it, of course, with the Verizon thing. So, we've heard rumors for quite a while that we were supposedly going to see it in 4.3. So it looks like we're going to get it.
We've had personal hotspots on O2 here since the 4.0 update, a 3.0 update, and it's crap. It's 0.07 down. It's utter crap. It's of no value at all.
Photo booth
comes in. Yep. Photo booth with two new cameras.
What do we think, guys? Predictions right now about will the one more thing be a Retina display? Because 9x graphics performance. I wonder what they might use that for.
That's got to be the gaming end of it, and surely that's part of the issue of pushing it out to an HDTV at 1080, because the screen's not going to be 1080, surely. They've not mentioned anything about it. Surely they would have mentioned screen first and 1080p second, so that is clearly something that's running 1080p out to a TV for the gaming experience, in which case then it's going to be a post-processing thing for the graphics engine. No?
No, you could be right, because that kind of mirroring might require additional performance like that.
The question is, though, exactly what you're saying there. Is it going to be mirroring, or is it going to be driving as a display, and then the iPad takes on a different functionality? It depends what the developers pack will let it do, but at some point someone is going to work out, you know, you can have two modes running entirely separately, with iPad doing one thing and pushing out the signal to a TV for a front end. Nine live video streams all at once. Real Effect demos.
So they're really showing off that processor right now.
Tony in the chat room saying, "Are we going to see a functional Steve Jobs clone?"
That's the I Steve.
That's the and finally.
Yeah.
Well, apparently that's photo.
And
booth.
One more thing, this Steve Jobs is not the real Steve Jobs. It's one that we built at Foxconn.
And boom, here's another. FaceTime, best and easiest way to video conference. Bringing it to the iPad. You can also FaceTime between two iPads. And between an iPad and an iPhone, or between an iPad and a Mac. Demo time.
And can we all say, duh?
Yeah, but does it friggin' work? Because I've tried with you, Mr. Swagger, to use FaceTime, and it's utter rubbish unless you're doing it equal platform to equal platform.
iPhone to iPhone 4, it was okay. It was pretty, you know, it was okay. It wasn't great. I think Skype is almost just as good, but... No, from Mac to iPhone 4, it sucked.
And it's audio issues.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they've got it right this time.
There's some weird pictures going on here with... He's calling someone. Live demo on stage, that's where it's going to go horribly wrong, isn't it?
Say the size of the iPad is just ideal for video conferencing. The person's face is a great size. You can see all their expressions, just like if you were looking at them in person.
Is that a business application? Are they looking for that as a business application then? you know, try and take over from Skype, try and take over from Polycom and those kind of people?
I think so. And it says they're highlighting that you can use the front and the rear cameras. I know from using FaceTime myself, probably the coolest part of it is being able to flip that screen around and show the person what you're looking at.
Mm. No, it is good. Well, Kyle and I did a little virtual house tour.
Yeah.
You know, by moving the camera around so it faced the opposite way. And you could see where you're going. You could see what you were showing on the main screen. It was really cool.
Is it finished?
No, it's still going. You just buggered off. Oh.
No, no. Well, I got a bloke doing my van outside. And it's like, it's been off the road for 4 months and he's just got it running and I had to run out.
Oh, this is weird. It looks like iOS 4.3, free download on March 11th, does not support the Verizon iPhone at first.
Interesting.
That is to say, it looks like a paraphrased quote is, supports all iPads, iPhone, GSM, iPhone parentheses GSM, and third and fourth generation iPod Touch, and commentator said, so no Verizon iPhone, question mark?
Yeah, everything's coming out on March 11th. It's going to affect the iPad, the iPhone GSM only, and the iPad Touch third and fourth generation only.
Weird.
I don't like that bloke very much.
Why not?
I don't know. I don't know what it is about him.
iMovie for iPad.
Like
iMovie for iPad is coming out.
About bloody time.
Yep.
Well, I hope it's better than it is on the iPhone. I mean, don't get me wrong. On the iPhone, it's okay. But hopefully there's a lot more features to this on the iPad.
So based on that, Will, what's wrong with this bloke?
I think it's his haircut.
Wait, which guy?
The dude that's doing it at the moment. He's got the buzz cut.
Yeah.
Oh, Scott Forstall?
Yeah.
He's got sort of that spiky hair thing cooking.
So do you want me to not put the spiky hair on anymore then, Will? Am I putting you off?
No. I mean, I think it's his face as well. I don't like his face as well. Maybe other than that, I think he's lovely.
Randy Ubelos.
You don't trust him. You can't trust his face.
Randy Ubelos is out demoing the iMovie for iPad. Now, Randy Ubelos, that is definitely a shaky name. Forget the iPad. Randy Ubelos.
Is that him, is it?
Multi-track audio recording. Now, this looks very interesting.
Precision
editing. Sorry, you know, for a music buff here.
Yep. Multi-track audio recording, new themes, AirPlay to Apple TV, share your videos in HD, and a universal app. What's what does universal means it's going in iPhone as well?
Quote, this is not a toy. You can really edit a movie on this thing. I don't know if that's referring to an upgrade being that much better than their iPhone for iMovie for iPhone or than the pathetic Android Honeycomb movie editor.
Yeah, it says we're going to take advantage of iPad 2's extra horsepower. I'll show it to you.
It's really all, they're really centering around the new dual core chip. You can clearly see that from the doing the photo a while ago now to the movie and obviously with the games. It's which is something I'm surprised we haven't seen yet, but maybe we will.
Interface is looking the same. No difference. It's exactly the same as the iPad 2 interface with the timeline across the bottom, the view screen on the right-hand side and the kind of sample-y part to the left where you've got all of your clips stored. Your buffer, if you like, I suppose.
Is it just me or they should have got a different share? Because it really looks like he's sinking down in that thing.
Randy is doing some iPhone edit, some iMovie editing. I don't get this sitting down bit. Is this kind of emphasizing the nature of iPad as a...
You just sit on your couch. You're like, hey, I did some movies. I'm going to edit, and then I'm going to throw it up on my TV.
It's a world remote
bada
control.
Bada bing, bada boom.
They bought a load of chairs in the 80s.
They did.
And they're trying to sell them, so that's why they're putting them on the stage there, I think.
$40 billion in the bank, and they couldn't buy an Eames.
Sad, isn't it?
It is. Most definitely.
That's a Cheesy chair, though, isn't it? Chrome and leather, eh?
I'm surprised we don't see duct tape on it.
They can't do everything right.
So, apparently, South by Southwest is on March 10th. Does that mean the Austin iPad Apple Store is going to be sold out? There's going to be a queue of 20,000 geeks. The Austin app. We're going to send a whole load more to Austin.
We're saying that editing does look pretty handy on the bigger screen. This is according to Engadget. And I have to say it does. I mean, it sure beats the heck out of editing video on an iPhone 4.
They've got like a clip settings thing that pops up as well, like you get in standard iMovie, which is nice. Title styling. You can add location, so you can put geotagging in this as well.
Nice feature.
Well, that's going to then link somehow, I would have thought, with some kind of places feature, surely, for like it's got on the on iPhoto.
Is this the new iPad only, or is this...
They haven't said yet, no. But, I mean, it's saying they're using the new horsepower, unquote. So I'm guessing that anyone that's got an iPad 1 is going to be really pissed off right now. Or in a few minutes, anyway. 50 sound effects with iMovie. Hope they've all got... What's that? Wilhelm Scream.
Record voiceover. 3 new themes, total of 8. 3 audio tracks in addition to background audio.
I'd like to clarify, it's not the bloke who's on stage now that I don't like, it's the one before.
That's okay, mate.
Okay.
Will's dislikes are now clarified.
Yeah. You know what? He doesn't
just
like
so that
you
we
either.
Can really direct the lawsuit that's about to happen.
He speaks very highly of you, Will.
He's a lovely man. I never said a word against him. Lovely chap.
Oh, dear me. Project
face set. Detection on still images. I wonder how they're going to use that in iMovie.
Right. Now, I've had face detection before now on some old software that ran on PC. I mean, I'm talking going back 7 or 8 years. And what it did was it actually shrunk the image effectively. So it boosted it within the frame that you were looking at it. So effectively it blew it up. And then when it detected the face, it tracked the face and it moved it within the buffer that it had created. So if you've got wild movements of the face within a space that take up the whole frame, it's not going to do it.
I wonder maybe if that will allow for a more accurate Ken Burns effect, if it knows like not to pan away from the face, but instead to like pan towards or to highlight the face.
Yeah, no, that would be quite interesting, especially if you've got portrait images that you wanted to show. Because Ken Burns is lost entirely on portrait.
I don't know, sometimes you want to zoom in towards the chest.
Now, this is interesting.
Different
you,
type
you
of video,
course,
dude.
Put it in the camera roll. You send it to YouTube. Send it to Facebook. Send it to Vimeo or even CNN iReport.
Oh.
That's kind of random, isn't it?
What, CNN?
Crowdsource it, yeah.
Ooh, send project to iTunes. What does that mean?
It means it puts it straight in as an M4V, I would have thought.
Well, so you figure that means local iTunes library and not some kind of cloud-based collaboration thing?
Well, yeah, could be wrong, but you would have thought that might be a different logo. That's definitely the iTunes logo right there. And if you look at Get iPlayer Automator, that automatically zips stuff up and sends it straight over to your computer and sticks it in the relevant correct file. So it either goes in movies or it goes in TV. So it's nothing no simpler than that. And they're probably presuming there that your iPad's already linked to your home iTunes account, so it would know where to send it.
Now, Steve's back on stage. They're saying, awesome, 1.3 pounds. I'm guessing that's not Steve's weight.
Oh.
Ouch. It's $5. $5 for iMovie. Based on what they've just shown you, that's not bad.
Next up, GarageBand for iPad.
Oh!
Oh man.
Ooh,
this is where you get to you're going to use the USB selector that you had, and it's going to put your M Audio keyboard into it to trigger it. Now that if that would do that, that's pretty special.
This is really cool to see. Cuz to me, GarageBand, belongs on something like that kind of device. I mean, it's the perfect demo tool for musicians.
For sure.
I have a friend who's a guitar player, and he's using the iPad with third-party software to actually be his amplifiers and provide those sounds and to play with it on stage. So I'm sure he's going to flip
using,
when he sees this.
The Amplitube?
Touch instruments.
Yeah, I think that's the one.
There's touch instruments. There's going to be a grand piano, an organ, guitar, and drums and bass that you can play on it. Guitar amps and effects will be included. 8-track recording and mixing. 250+ loops. You can email your AAC file of your song directly out of GarageBand, and it'll be compatible with the current Mac version. So anything you create, you can dump out into desktop to then start playing with.
Nice. I'm a little bit surprised at the 8-track recording and mixing. I figured maybe it'd be at least, you know, maybe possibly 16, but good enough for demo purposes, of course.
Dude, I'd have thought you'd have been getting wood at 8-track.
Oh, come on, 8-track, you know. Even though I love the 60s, and even though Sgt. Pepper was recorded on 4-tracks, the more tracks, the better.
Xander Sorin is out.
For 8-track simultaneous recording, I wonder what their method of input will be.
Well, they're talking about the iPad itself can be an input.
Say that again?
They're talking that the iPad itself can be an input. You're going to be able to play guitars.
Is it going to be some kind of dock connector device is what I'm wondering.
Yeah, well, something that's either via, obviously, probably it's going to accept MIDI or some type of audio interface.
Well, it's got USB already. You've got the camera kit, and the camera kit already accepts the other USB devices. So he's opening up here. He's showing a keyboard that you can play on the iPad, and then he's switching to synthesizers. There's a whole pull-down menu that's got pictures of the devices you can play: vintage lead, 50s sci-fi, hyperdance, warp lead, simple lead, inharmonic lead. There's an instrument browser. You turn the iPad into a musical instrument. You can play it everywhere you go. So here's a grand piano, a clavinet, and some great synths. But let's stick with the piano.
Ooh, it has a sampler.
That's sweet.
You can drop an
emulator.
Drop a fat beat.
You can do Ferris Bueller.
Well, this is pretty much a self-contained instrument. You've got a recording studio. You've got your instruments on board.
Use the accelerometer to measure the force of the tap.
So you've got to hold it in two hands then. You can't put it down on the desk, I would have thought. There's a toggle for a sustain pedal. And you can play it with dynamics. Tap softly or with force using the accelerometer. So that means you've got to be holding it in your left hand when you play with your right, or vice versa.
Boy, with all these sounds that will be included in there by way of the 250+ loops and all the instrument voices and sounds of various keyboards and guitar effects and everything, I wonder what the size of this app will be and whether it will compel people to purchase a larger capacity iPad.
Well, they're about going to have to. I mean, if you're talking loops and everything, plus one to do actual music and video production on the thing, which obviously you can, you're going to need the 64 gig.
Yeah, the bad news is there's 250 loops, but they're all in 80 kilobits.
You know, it wouldn't be surprising though if they do offer a lower fidelity version for the iPad, and then when you import it onto your Mac, it automatically goes to the losslessly encoded versions.
Well, yeah, exactly. So if it's got compatibility, it's got to have exactly the same loops. So presumably you've got a lightweight version, and then you dump it out for the heavyweight version. But when they're saying email straight away through AAC to files through your email, so that would kind of quash that theory. But
now I wonder if we're going to see possibly the same thing on the iPhone, where you could literally just have this whole thing from Mac to phone to pad, you know, since it is 4.3, I wonder if it's going to be possible to actually have that on the iPhone as well.
No, what I was saying, Eric, was if they're saying that you can take your finished article and dump it out as AAC through email, then that's got to be dumping it out as stereo, because otherwise, if you're talking about you can dump it out as mono 80 kilobits, then it's kind of pointless, isn't it?
Oh no, I'll give you that. But what I was suggesting is, you know how GarageBand for the last few versions has come with it used to be AAC loops, but then they switched to those .caf files, which are Apple's own container for Apple lossless encoding. So what they could do is have like a low kilobit mono AAC version of each loop and each sound effect, but then it automatically links up to the lossless version when imported to the Mac.
You wouldn't import export an audio, would you? It'll just be data that'll.
No, but you can push out your audio as well, as so it'll dump and share from the iPad directly.
Yeah, what I'm saying is, so if you want to synchronize it with GarageBand, it's not going to be the audio from
it's just the
triggers. Data, isn't it? Like just MIDI data, really.
Yeah, it's triggers. Yeah, exactly.
You've recorded any audio, you know.
GarageBand for iPad simulates the Hammond B. We might lose Kyle here. Simulates the Hammond B3 with velocity-sensitive keys. He's playing. Apparently on stage, he's playing the Hammond organ.
All right, here we go, guys. Sweet. The Apple.com/iPad site has already been updated to show all the iPad 2 info. So I guess the one more thing will not be any additions to the iPad. No Retina display or anything. They've already posted everything. And it looks like iOS 4.3 is a rather lackluster update. They've posted the information on that too, and there's nothing besides AirPlay, Safari, iPad home sharing, and iPad side switch. So my predictions.
What about Hotspot?
That is there too, actually. But so much for my prediction about upping the flash and flare to compete with some of the new tablet interfaces.
No, it's still showing folders, still showing multitasking, still finding Find My iPhone, iPad, or iPod Touch. It's very samey.
Yeah, it looks like none of the things people have grown tired with have been changed.
No, yeah.
And where's this at, Eric?
I'm sorry?
Where are you seeing this at?
Oh, apple.com/iPad. They've already updated it. Which is unusual. They usually don't do it while the presentation's still going on. They've even got their little demo videos.
There's a virtual drum kit on the iPad as well.
Ooh, I like that.
All laid out. Classic studio kit. Sit and bash away with your fingers. But it's integrated the iPad functionality, the GarageBand functionality.
Now, I wonder, though, because if you've ever played a rhythm-based app or game on any of these devices, and actually, I guess I can only speak for the iPhone, but I assume it's the same, iPhone 4 and iPad, there's a bit of a delay.
Oh, here we go. So to cut across you here, Eric. The guitar, they've come up with an idea now where you preset chords along the top here and it gives you a line down over the strings and you run your finger down each line to play each chord. So there's no chord switching. You've got 8 lines across the screen here and you pull your finger down the relevant line to play the relevant chord.
Well, geez, there went out the idea for having to actually learn the guitar.
Well, no, but...
Yeah, that's... Don't do that anymore.
Well, yeah, but you're never going to get a picking section here, are you, dude? Steady on. You're not going to get 2 hands on here, potentially, and use it as a guitar. But that's pretty cool, because that's suggesting that you... Because the classic problem that you've got with these things is you end up having to change it and then strum and change it and then strum and then change it and then strum. And now what they're saying is, no, you preset all your chords and you strum down the chords in the order that you need and you'll get the effect. I think that's stunning. That's so logical and simple. The simplest ideas are the best.
For you.
Sorry?
It'll even strum for you.
It will. It'll probably do it in time as well, Troy.
And maybe make me a sandwich.
Maybe the this and is finally magical. Is they're actually going to make you friggin' sandwich.
Exactly.
Well, so I guess, you know, we've always had drum and keyboard programming. I guess now we also have guitar programming. You can program a quick little rhythm track.
Yeah.
Well, in actual fact, I mean, that's been around for quite some time now. I mean, it's just, you know, with music the way it is today, we're getting to the point now where we don't even need studio musicians anymore. Everything's in a computer. Everything's pretty much done for you.
1024
kind of sad. It's taking the human element out of it.
Display information from Apple, 1024x768 pixel resolution at 132 pixels per inch, says Dave in the chat room. So there is no upgrade. So that output then is definitely 1080p to convert for your television. So there's something else going on there that I think there's got to be something else coming up. There's got to be a gaming functionality. Why on earth else would you do it? You wouldn't do it for just video and for photos, surely.
They haven't touched on games yet, and that could be the one last thing or the one more thing. It could be with doing with the games.
Well, I think they've notoriously, conspicuously stayed away from mentioning anything about gaming. There's nothing at all in here.
So are you suggesting that they might do a Nintendo DS style, where you have a two screens, where the top screen is your viewpoint, and the lower screen, which you'll be holding at your iPad, is your touch based input that controls
the other screens. There's nothing stopping them.